Tell me everything that's going to happen starting now. Time's up. This is the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast for Tuesday, the 4th of October, 2022. I am your host, Ken Ray, joined today by the lovely and talented Jeff Butts, managing editor of the Mac Observer. Hello to you, sir.
Hello, Ken. I don't know about lovely or talented, but we don't have time to go into that.
Second part of today's show, taking emancipation out of limbo. The Apple TV Plus Antoine Fuqua Will Smith film got a screening over the weekend, and it's got a couple of release dates as well. We will talk about that, though. First, if you will just give the dust time to settle. I don't know if you remember, about 3 weeks ago, Apple put the iPhone 14 line up for pre-order, and it was awful immediately. And then it wasn't so bad, well, except for, you know, the iPhone 14. And we're not even going to talk about the iPhone 14 Plus, except all of a sudden, yes, we are, because guess what? It turns out if you wait a minute. So,
yeah.
How are you?
Oh, man. It is such a whirlwind.
It is. I'm trying to think about what I found myself wondering was, how did the crash in 1987 happen? The stock market crash in 1987, how did it happen? And how did the ones happen in like 1929? Because we didn't have information immediately. And,
right.
and I think if we didn't have so much information immediately, maybe things would be less reactive. But then I realize, you know, people have been reactive. The second they get information is when it's going to happen. The only thing is now we get information every second.
Yeah.
And don't at me on the whole crash of 87 thing, because I honestly don't remember. It's more, I'm likening, you know, the amount of information we have now versus the amount of information we had available readily then.
Right.
Because I think, that, you know, if we can check something and we see that there's no movement, and if we check it the next day and we see there's no movement, we sort of assume there's going to be no movement from now on. You know what we should probably do is actually tell people what we're talking about.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Okay. So wait times are lengthening for the iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max, it seems. They have now slipped into November. Which sort of makes sense because we started ordering them mid-September. They were taking about a month. I've seen reports that say Apple is catching up with demand. I've also seen reports that say demand is just as strong as it was. Here's what I can tell you based on almost no checking. Looking for a 128-gigabyte Deep Purple iPhone 14 Pro on Monday through Apple's site. Showed me delivery between the 26th of October and the 2nd of November. Do the same again for the iPhone 14 Pro Max. And you're looking at one more week. That is the 2nd of November through the 9th of November.
Okay.
The one that was a big surprise to everybody, I think. And I'm kind of bummed. Well, let me say what the surprise was, and then I'll tell you why I'm kind of bummed. iPhone 14 Plus delivery times are starting to slip. Apple Insider wrote a piece over the weekend, I think it was on Sunday, that said Apple 14 Plus delivery times, and the 14 Plus, remember, is not out yet. Comes out this Friday, the 7th of October. Even when they were writing their story on Sunday over at Apple Insider, they were saying, yeah, delivery times are slipping everywhere except the U.S. Then when I went to write up the story for Mac OS Ken Sunday night for Monday, I checked delivery times and they had slipped here in the States as well. They're now running between the 11th of October and the 13th of October. Now, the thing that annoys me is you and I did this show for a couple of weeks before we started publishing this show publicly. And I know somewhere in the past month, I did say, I wonder what's going to happen as we get closer to that date.
I think we even said that on an episode that aired.
Oh, okay. Great.
I think we commented on the fact that, okay, yeah, the delivery time hasn't been slipping yet, but the launch date's not here yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, now that the launch date is closer, hey, guess what? Delivery times are slipping a little bit into the future.
Now, I feel like we do have to do one thing. A lot of people saw the fact that the delivery times had not moved at all and kind of assumed the worst. They assumed that, well, that means nobody's buying it. That means it's a failure. It means Apple shouldn't make a bigger consumer end or a smaller. They should just make the one, I guess, or hang it and go with the Pro. Well, no, I know that's not what anybody actually thinks, although you did have people saying that as far back as the iPhone 12 mini, that they said that the failure of the iPhone 12 mini meant nobody, that Apple should never make a small one again.
And there were people assuming that because those delivery times weren't sliding, mm-hmm. nobody was ordering them and nobody would order them.
Yeah.
And to that I say, if you've got two or three more weeks before you can even think about something being available, do you pull out your debit card right then and there, or do you wait until the next paycheck?
That is certainly a possibility. I have to go back to the other side and say, everybody who looked at it and said delivery date hasn't moved, that does not mean that that means nobody's ordering it. I'm going to start that again because I wanted to be clear. Anybody who looked at it and said delivery dates have not moved, hence nobody is ordering it, that is one side. For us to look at it now and say delivery dates are moved, that means it's a big hit. We have about as much to base that on, right? Exactly. We have about as much to base that on as they had to say nobody was. So,
right.
I mean, really, it comes down to we still don't know. And we're not gonna.
Nope.
And maybe we should be fine with that. I don't know. Did you get a chance to look over the J.P. Morgan Samik Chatterjee note that I shared with you earlier?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of what we had heard from other sources. You know, people are thinking about upgrading, mm-hmm. More so than last year. And, you know, it's obvious that what's happening is that a lot more are going with the pro model than the non-pro model.
The thing that's really interesting, too, let me go over it really quickly. So J.P. Morgan analyst Samik Chatterjee surveyed 500 people in the U.S., the U.K., and China. And I don't know if that's 500 in each or 500 total. And I wish that was clearer.
Yeah.
Although I assume it was 500 total, because otherwise wouldn't he say, so in the U.S. we found this, in the U.K. we found this, in China we found this. But either way, he's saying that intent to upgrade is actually up this year compared to last year. 75% of current iPhone owners are planning to upgrade this year versus last year, 65%. Of course, we don't know if that was people who owned the 13 now going to a 14 Pro. That's just people who own iPhones thinking it's time to upgrade. Mm-hmm. The thing that's really interesting to me is the two areas that are strongest for upgrade are the iPhone 14 Pro Max, which is no surprise based on everything that we've heard, and the iPhone 13. And that's kind of surprising, although if you go back to our original discussions about those two phones, the iPhone 13 and the iPhone 14 are practically the same phone. I know there was a little bit of a graphics bump. I know there are more muted colors for some reason. I can't remember. There was one other change, wasn't there? Or was it really just the graphics bump?
Graphics bump and extra RAM.
Oh, and of course, crash detection.
And crash detection.
Yeah, you do get some of the... some of the new stuff too, right? But for the most part, for the average consumer, the difference between an iPhone 13 and an iPhone 14 is money.
Right.
And so people are actually looking to either the iPhone 14 Pro Max or the iPhone 13 as far as the between 500 and 1,500 people that Samik Chatterjee talked to. And not surprisingly, the biggest reason that people are thinking, maybe not, is the price. Mm-hmm. Is the primary reason that people would be holding off. I guess we shouldn't hit the watch, too, shouldn't we?
It's in his note, so let's talk about it.
On Apple Watch, folks are looking to upgrade from an older Apple Watch or split between the Apple Watch Series 8 and the Apple Watch Ultra, which is kind of interesting. So 50-50 there. Yeah. As far as people who don't have an Apple Watch yet, who either are coming new to the category or thinking about switching from another smartwatch, it's 2/3 people are looking at the Series 8. They're not looking so much at the Apple Watch Ultra. Kind of surprised to not see the Apple Watch SE show up in there, especially for the total noobs. You'd think they would want to start at something.
Right. And, I mean, we know of at least one who, a total noob to the Apple Watch, and he went with the SE.
Yeah, he's almost he almost sounds like he's regretting it, though.
He's gone back to know he's happy with it.
Oh, he has? Okay. People who don't know what we're talking about, Nick DeCorville, who writes over at the Mac Observer and has been on this show a couple of times, kind of on the fence. I have a feeling that if you and I talked to him for 5 minutes, we could make him regret his purchase. Not saying we should.
I don't know. That might be fun.
Yeah, it would be fun. It would be fun. It would also be a little mean.
I think he's still within his return window for that. Apple Watch SE.
Well, there you go. And tell me, sir, what's the reason that you're returning this? Well, my friends made fun of me.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna check other right here. Just gonna check other. You want to talk about movie time in a moment?
Absolutely.
All right. There is a surprise movie move from Apple TV Plus that we will talk about. But first, I want to tell you about another show that I would love for you to check out. Heck, we both would. It is Mac Geek Gab.
Oh, yeah.
Hosted by Dave Hamilton and John F. Braun. Each week, Mac Geek Gab provides tech support to as many listeners as it can, while Dave and John learn at least 5 new things themselves each week. Mac Geek Gab has been providing tips, cool stuff found, and answers to your tech questions about all things Apple for over 17 years. Things like saying, reply with audio to Apple's virtual assistant will let you record an audio message, which is awesome, you know, if you're driving or if you just want people to hear your inflection instead of inferring in text. And if you press and hold the mute button during a call on your iPhone, it's going to put that call on hold. If you've got an Apple anything and want to learn more about it, visit MacGeekGab.com or search for MacGeekGab on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Again, that is MacGeekGab.com or look for the show MacGeekGab wherever quality podcasts are served. Jeff Butts is with us. He is the managing editor of the Mac Observer. We're going to get to emancipation in a moment, but I want to shout out a couple of people really quickly who reached out to me. For our discussion yesterday, Jason, he is at Dudley228 on Twitter. He was kind enough to send me pictures of both a monster truck rally. I should have forwarded these to you. Of both a monster truck rally and a demolition derby, he sent me, referring back to the episode that Jeff and I did yesterday.
Letting you know that they still happen?
I was going to say, he is confirming to me that Jeff Butts was not lying. These things do still exist. Also got an email from James in regard to the Wall Street Journal video we talked about yesterday. I had said that Apple had said that the Journal was crashing it wrong when they were doing crash detection.
Mm-hmm.
It was just me being flip. James rightly points out some of what you actually pointed out yesterday, Jeff. There's a lot of other stuff that goes into the testing. The way he sums it up, the feature tested is called crash detection, and while all crashes are accidents, not all accidents are crashes.
True.
Which is an interesting distinction that Apple did not make during the far-out event. Anyway, Jeff is right, James is right, and I am flip, and I'm fine with all that. So thanks to both Jason and James for reaching out. Remember, you can do that as well. At TMO Daily is a great way to do that on Twitter, or observations@macobserver.com. And if you missed that right then, don't worry. I'll tell you again later, because I'm like that. So are you surprised to hear that we are going to get to see emancipation this year?
Yes, I am.
Okay. For people who don't know what we're talking about, really quickly, emancipation has, since we first heard about it, been considered a contender for some sort of Academy Award whenever Apple gets around to releasing it. And it looked like it was going to come out this year, directed by Anton Fuqua, based on a true story, starring, and here's the problem, Will Smith. Now, I'm not saying that's a problem. I'm saying that's the reason people were suddenly like, oh, you know, we might not see this until 2023, 2024. We don't really know when. But not only did they have a screening of it this past weekend in D.C., but they've also, today, they went to Twitter and said, yeah, it's going to be in theaters first week of December, and it's going to be on Apple TV Plus the second week of December. They're apparently still gunning for the Oscars.
I mean, they can. I don't know for sure. I mean, Will Smith is probably not going to get anything.
Hmm.
But the film itself could, the director could. I mean, there's a lot of opportunities there for emancipation for Apple TV Plus.
Yeah.
It's just unfortunate that Will Smith had to let his temper get the best of him.
Yeah. I can't imagine there are people who don't remember, but we'll do it really quickly. Chris Rock was on stage at the Academy Awards. He made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith's hair, specifically the lack thereof, because she suffers, I can't remember the name of the condition, but she suffers from a condition where she's lost at least the hair on her head. I didn't notice eyebrows or anything like that. So he made a joke that Will Smith, it seemed, laughed at first, and then he came up on stage and he slapped Chris Rock. Cops were not called, but the Academy took a few days and decided that he's actually banned from any Academy events. So if he's nominated for an Academy Award this year, he will not be attending. If he receives the Academy Award, he will receive it in absentia. Somebody else will have to receive it for him, or the Academy will, I guess, you know, keep it for him for 9 years until he's allowed to come back around. The thing is, it's an important story. I don't remember who. Oh, I believe this is actually from Nick, again, wrote this up for TMO. It's based on a true story. It follows Peter, who runs away from his plantation in search of his family. He eventually joins the Union Army, and it's during a medical examination that doctors discover the scars on his back, which he had suffered at the hands of the plantation's overseer, as somebody who beat him basically to within an inch of his life, scarred his back.
Yeah.
And the thing is, those are pictures that I didn't even know the guy's name, but I've seen those pictures my whole life. Will Smith, in his comments at the screening this week, said it was probably the first, you know, viral image because it got printed in newspapers all across the country and really sort of and around the world, I would imagine, and kind of hardened people's stances on the cruelty of slavery, which is awful that it takes that to do that. But, you know, there it was. And so now we're going to see this movie.
Yeah. And, you know, it's one that it's actually, you know, Smith pointed out that he's turned down a lot of films that were set in slavery times because he didn't want to be depicted the way those scripts were written. But when Emancipation came along, it was a lot different for him because it's not about slavery. It's about him finding his freedom and keeping his freedom. It's about persisting, about being resilient.
Yeah, this is a film about freedom, he said. This is a film about resilience. This is a film about faith. And he didn't go on a bit from there.
Yeah.
It raises questions that we can't really address today. Will Smith lost his head at the Academy Awards. And I don't know how long you stay out for that. There are people who have done horribly predatory things. They will not be back anytime soon. There are people who have done predatory things who have, you know, apologized. And the question then is, do you accept their apology? Do you believe them? And just because you apologize, do you get to come back? Will Smith, I think, apologized. I know he apologized to the Academy. I don't know if he apologized to Chris Rock.
He apologized to Chris Rock. He apologized to Rock's family. None of his apologies were accepted by anyone, to my knowledge. And that's just how it goes sometimes.
At the same time, Apple is sitting on a $120 million movie.
Right. They've put a lot of money into it already. I mean, I suppose we know how deep their pockets are. They could have just sat on it for longer, but I think between the amount they've already put into it and the fact that it's a story that it needs to be told.
Yes.
And so Apple said, you know what? Will made some mistakes. He's tried to make up for them. Let's get the story out there.
The thing that's most surprising to me, honestly, is the fact that he was actually speaking at the screening this past weekend.
Yeah.
I would think that you could do that without Will Smith. I mean, you could do that with Anton Fuqua and other people who are involved in the movie. And I'm not saying, again, I don't know when you get to come back from something like this. I mean, that's largely going to be decided by people, I guess, this holiday season. Do they go to the movie theater to watch it? How are the streaming numbers? Well, because we're going to hear those.
Yeah.
But how are the streaming numbers? How much is it part of the, you know, bigger social conversation? Once it actually does hit, and then, crazy as it sounds, what happens in award season?
Right.
You say Will Smith's not going to get anything. $5 says he's nominated and does not win. But I could see them rewarding every other category that the film is nominated in.
That's what I mean by him not winning anything.
Yeah.
I have no doubt that he could be nominated.
Yeah.
But I don't think that the judges are going to award him.
Well, it's voted on by members of the Academy, though. That's the thing.
That's what I mean, yeah.
I mean, if Hollywood decides that, you know, he spent enough time outside, which is hard to imagine this early, but if Hollywood's decided that he spent enough time outside, and if the performance approaches best of, then...
Right.
I don't know. I will go ahead and tell you I'm actually looking forward to seeing this movie. I have been, not since they first announced it, but after reading a little bit more about it, I got more interested. Then again, when we were talking last week, nothing could have stopped me from watching The Greatest Beer Run Ever, except it turns out everything could stop me from watching it because I still haven't. I'm really excited to hear that Emancipation is coming out, and I look forward to other people telling me how it is for them. Hey, if you have a question or a comment for us, we would certainly love to hear it. I told you I would tell you again, and now here I am doing it. Observations@macobserver.com is the email address. Observations@macobserver.com. Or you can hit us up on Twitter at TMODaily, at TMODaily, or twitter.com/TMODaily. If you want to follow me online, I am at macOSKen on Twitter, or you can go to my website, macOSKen.com. I remind people, please, Jeff, how and where they can find you.
You can find me at macobserver.com. On Twitter, I run the at macobserver account, and my own personal Twitter account is at clefmeister. That's CLEFMEISTER.
Advertising handled by Backbeat Media, online at backbeatmedia.com. The Daily Observations is a production of the Mac Observer. From the latest news to product reviews, your source for Apple news is macobserver.com.